Prime Minister will today unveil a list of 15 major projects that governments have agreed to bring forward in a bid to create thousands of jobs and boost the struggling economy. They'll include an inland rail link between Brisbane and Melbourne and a second underwater power cable to Tasmania. The Prime Minister will also announce a new pool of funding for smaller projects in a bid to create scores of jobs at the local level. Channel 9 and The Age newspaper claim they have uncovered branch stacking on an industrial scale in the Victorian Labor Party. Last night's 60 Minutes program aired footage which purports to show a senior ALP figure withdrawing large sums of cash, which the program claimed was to be used to purchase branch memberships. Party rules state people must use their own money to become Labor members. The politician at the centre of the allegations told 60 Minutes he emphatically denies any wrongdoing. More coronavirus restrictions are set to end from next week, despite another 18 new cases recorded yesterday, 9 each in New South Wales and Victoria. Up to 50 people will be able to go to pubs and clubs in Victoria from next Monday, while all businesses will be allowed to open across next month across New South Wales. Laguna Street Primary School in Sydney South has been closed after a teacher tested positive. And last night's NRL game between the Roosters and Canterbury had to be postponed as a precaution, as one of the players has a child who attends that school.